This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
With some good news, the campfire in Northern California 100% contained, but oh, the devastation. We'll talk about that during this show. Plus, we'll take you inside the man cave and the mailbox as well. Paul Manafort lied after pleading guilty. Mueller's team is saying that's what the deal is. So what does that mean? And what's going on with GM? Some big news. And I know many people listening to this show could be affected by that. So that's where we're going to start. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We bring in Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. How are you?
I'm great, but sad news about GM. They're going to cut 15% of their salaried workforce. What?
Well, it's horrible. About 14,000 employees and all the unallocated multiple North American plants in 2019. So that's another devastation, of course. In Ohio, our home state, Lordstown is gone. Now, there are more people working in Lordstown than there are in Lordstown, and that's up in Trumbull County. Used to be, you know, it's the northern part of what we call the valley. Up from where, you know, I lived in the district I represented. So it's just really tragic. And I think that the frustration here amongst most of the people that have spoke out on this is that, you know, they got a, you know, a bailout from the government, and they got tax breaks from, you know, the previous tax bill that was passed. And then all of a sudden they come, you know, after the midterm elections and say, oh, by the way, we're leaving. I mean, it's the first of the year, and they're announcing it now. So a lot of people feel that they just used everything they could to, you know, get the best they could from the government, and then they said, okay, goodbye. A lot of anger, a lot of frustration with GM. And I will tell you this too, Kate, you know, having been in office looking at this, when people say, well, we're going to help the workers, what are you going to do with, you know, in Trumbull County area, 6,000 people and the spinoff jobs that are affected? You're not going to be able to help them unless you can put something up there to replace it.
Yeah, well said.
Of course, this is nationwide, you know.
Yeah, and really affecting Ohio, like you said. It's interesting. You sent me something early in the day, and a few other people had sent me a couple of things, and you had a quote from Governor Kasich that said what you're talking about. Lordstown has been part of the GM family for 50 years. So it's families, it's the community, period. And what are they going to do? They set up job centers to try to help them, but how quickly can they help them find work?
Well, they're really not going to be able to. I mean, yes, some people will be able to move on, but a vast majority of people will not. And I would say, you know, are their pensions protected? What happens in something like this? Do they get a full pension if, you know, they're eligible 3 years from now? What goes on? Because in a lot of cases, they just have no recourses.
Just absolutely awful. Yeah, it's bad. Terrible news at this time of year, too, especially. The border. A border explodes. You saw what happened with families choking and running away from tear gas. There are vivid images of this. This is radio, but I talked about this the other day, the video, et cetera. You saw the clash. There's been some wild reaction to that, too, right?
Well, there has, and it's, you know, stoking a lot of tension in D.C., and it's going to probably be on the top of the list when the House goes Democratic, you know, under the Speaker Pelosi, who will get her caucus support on Wednesday. But, you know, the president on this one, he will have a bit of an up in the sense that, you know, people said, look, he created this, nothing's really going to happen. Well, something did happen. And if they had walked up, you know, and try to be arrested and get asylum and be one thing, but when 500 people move towards the border, I don't see where the border guards can just stand there and do nothing. And as far as the children go, some people will say, oh, they tear gas children. But, you know, if you look at a lot of conflicts around the globe, the groups are criticized when they take children to different scenarios where a child could be hurt, using them basically overseas, they always say using them as shields because there's live bullets. Now, there weren't live bullets, but a lot of people arguing on the reverse of this say, look, you know, we have some sympathy for the people, but you don't take kids up and try to storm a doorway, a portal into America. So I think on this one, for now, at least the president can say, look, you know, I told you something was going to happen, and it did. I didn't create this.
Yeah, absolutely.
But overall, Kate, it still is an endemic problem because they need immigration reform all the way around instead of piecemealing, you know, how you counter-induce situations from president to president.
It's so true. I said this. I've been on the air doing America Tonight, but even before that, for 10 years. And, Bob, we see it. Everybody just keeps passing the potato, and nobody wants to deal with it. Laws were never enforced, and decades later, you know, this is where we're at, the turnstile. Who knows what's going on, and it has to change. That's the bottom line. Yeah.
And if you look at president to president, if you go from Clinton to Bush to Obama to Trump, you will have some of the same scenarios with each president. And some different things, you know. So that's why they need comprehensive reform to kind of get it all laid out there.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. How about this, what's going on with Saudi Arabia? Because, you know, we're not done tossing this around. There's been all kinds of jokes and certainly political cartoons. I saw something the other day where it showed Obama kissing the rear end of the crown prince, saying thank you for the $50 million apartment that you got and all that kind of stuff. So what's going on with the Saudi strategy? What do we know?
Well, you know how people are. They'll immediately refer back to Donald Trump or Obama or Bush or whatever.
Yeah.
And I can give you some tremendous kissing up to the Saudis with every president. I can give it to you.
Yep.
But this one is definitely taking a new stage to it, because where Trump will be a little bit different, President Trump, is because of his son-in-law and business interests in Saudi Arabia. That's a new equation that is legitimately going to be thrown into all of this, because Kushner, his son-in-law, advises him, and Kushner and MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, also known as Mr. Bonesaw, frankly, behind his back by the Saudis, that Kushner's best friends with him. And that's a problem for the president. Now, two senators came out and said the president on Sunday said the president is just simply not right on this policy. Schiff, the representative, Adam Schiff, I thought he had an interesting statement. He said, I can't tell you what's in here, but he said the president is being dishonest with the people. Here is the one that's going to blow this all up this week. Lindsey Graham is going to sit down with the CIA, and he's going to get a briefing. I'm going to predict you that Lindsey Graham is going to come out of that briefing saying Mohammed bin Salman did this. He planned it. And then Lindsey Graham is going to make a statement. He can combine with Senator Menendez, a Democratic member from New Jersey, and they can start to push this whole deal, and it won't go away. The Saudis thought it would. It won't. One weak argument by the president that he has is this. Well, we need these jobs and this money. Kate, I promise you, I lived in the kingdom, as you know. I worked in a company there. I've worked with Saudi Arabia issues in Congress. If Mohammed bin Salman leaves tomorrow, Saudi Arabia is going to buy everything they used to buy from us with just a new ruler over there. They're not going to stop buying our military hardware.
Yeah, they're still going to keep buying it. I love it.
You've
great observations,
it.
As always. Thank you so much, Bob Ney.
Thank you, Kate.
When we come back, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into that GM fracas. What turkeys? Kate Delaney, NBC. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Stay with us.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hello, boys and girls. Your old pal C.K. Whistleteats. And this is a song about a whale. Oh, it's a song about being happy. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song. Sing along.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy,
happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy,
happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Ooh, happy, happy, joy, joy.
You ain't the greatest.
Not in the case of what's happening at GM, because when it comes to the GM, the fact is that bottom line is that too many people losing their gigs. GM's not going to make 6 cars. I guess that's part of the deal. So what aren't they going to make anymore? They aren't going to make, they're going to end production of 6 sedans. They say customers want SUVs, crossovers, hatchbacks, and trucks. Sedans are out of favor. So because of that, they're saying massive layoffs. That's what they're blaming part of that on. And they're going to transition to self-driving electric cars of the future. So what are they not making? Buick LaCrosse, Cadillac CT6. Now, the CT6, it's crazy. It's the least popular, I guess, of all of the Cadillac. So anyway, the Cadillac XTS, no more. The Chevy Cruze, no more. The Chevy Impala, the Chevy Volt, in the vault. It's gone, gone, gone. And so are those gigs. And I feel for those people because you're scrambling now right before a holiday. And, you know, nobody's ever safe. I always say that. You kid yourself thinking, well, I'll get a safe job. I don't know. Maybe there used to be safe jobs. But there's no such thing anymore as that. But you certainly had a lot of people whose families, whose great-grandfathers, whose grandfathers, fathers worked for GM, rite of passage, and that's what you did in some of these communities. But now you're not doing that anymore because of the fact that they're killing all of the cars that I just mentioned means that they're killing all of those jobs, ending all that production, and that's why. So 2019, it's a sweeping $6 billion cost-cutting plan, and they're closing plants in Michigan, Ohio, Maryland, Canada, 15% of their workforce. And you know the Volt? That is just 10 years after the semi-electric car's production model debuted. It's so funny. I remember people talking about the Volt. Oh, it's going to be so hard to get one of them. I never liked that car. But it didn't mean I was going to kill it and that it was going to be the worst thing that GM produced. There just wasn't big interest in it. So, of course, they're going with the things that are of more interest, but then also it's about cutting that workforce. So Trump blasted the GM plan to cut the plants, and he was very tough on Mary Barra, who's the CEO of GM, and he said this country's done a lot for General Motors, and he said they better get back to Ohio and sue. We have a lot of pressure on them. He said he spoke to Mary Barra, insisting that he was very tough when he said, I was very tough when I spoke to her. And he said, they say the Chevy Cruze is not selling well. I said, well, get a car that is selling well and put it back in. I'm not happy about it. He said he wasn't happy about what was going on with GM, that you have car plants moving into Michigan, moving into Ohio, moving into Pennsylvania, massive, massive companies. They're all coming back, and that means jobs. Because remember, when he was on the campaign trail, this was one of the things that he talked about, that the auto industry was pretty good, was pretty stealth. And now it's the complete opposite of that. So you have people that are, I mean, I think they're too shocked to be furious, frankly, because they're scrambling trying, they probably are, but they're scrambling trying to find jobs at the holidays in an area where there's not much going on and may have to move families, that whole thing, whatever their personal scenario is. And it would probably vary, obviously, from person to person. Speaking of scenarios and what's happening in your world and my world, in our backyards, let's say, how about this crazy weather scenario? And the fact that you had this blizzard, basically, in the Midwest that shut down planes. I mean, forget flying into Kansas anywhere. It was nasty. Especially Sunday is when people hightail it out of wherever family member they were visiting, because you know how that is. It can get old. I used to love it. I miss my mother tremendously, and I used to love it when she would visit. And I didn't care. I wanted her to stay as long as possible. But I think even my mother knew when she was alive. Okay, 5 days, yeah. But a lot of people use that Sunday to fly back or drive back, and they were shut down because the weather was just that bad. I mean, historic snowstorms blanketing Chicago and leaving hundreds of thousands without power. I talked to my cousin today and said that Allie, his daughter, was off from school and went out for 5 minutes and said, okay, it's cold enough, because it was winds that were 50 miles an hour, storms knocking down trees and power lines across Chicago, hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses without power. So airlines canceling the flights on the busiest travel day of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. At O'Hare, 7.4 inches of snow. I just flew out of there, whatever it was, a couple of months ago. Fifth highest total ever recorded in November for a snowstorm in Chicago. Yeah. It's funny, too, because snow wasn't sticking in some areas, and then all of a sudden they look up and they got a foot of snow. That bad. So 800 flights at O'Hare and Midway, They're expecting about 260,000 travelers on Sunday at O'Hare, 90,000 at Midway. See, of course, what happens? You get long lines. They're at the airline counters, and they're trying to figure out when they're going to fly out. And then in the morning, because now you have the snow on the ground to deal with, you have so many people trapped that you got another almost 800 flights canceled. And so the delays were atrocious. I mean, absolutely horrific. The good news is they didn't have any major traffic accidents, because a lot of times when the snow falls like that, sometimes that's what you see as well. And then all over the parts of the Midwest, Kansas, Nebraska, they got a ton of snow. And so, of course, problems flying out. I mean, terrible problems, right? Coming up on the show, we're going to do that mailbag thing. And I love the mailbag this time around because so many of you went in different directions. I mean, it talked about all kinds of things. Not just, you know, you weren't hammering on what I call the buzz in the backyard. You were talking about a lot of different things. Snow, yep, snow came up. Then there was the story about the ATM that was spitting out $100 bills. Somebody asked if I knew about that story. And then there was the story about Google, and was I aware about how much money they were spending to buy up real estate? Well, when you own a verb in the English language, because we're, Googling is a verb, then there's bound to be a ton of money behind it, just like Amazon. So it's not shocking to me that they're buying up real estate, because where are they going to go with that? A lot of different directions they're going to go with that. Let's face it, Google Earth now, you know, anybody can find you and find out so much about you. It's insane when you have Google Earth. And then Amazon, Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world. So it's not about books. It's about everything. And it's about shipping everything. And this is, Amazon's one of their busiest times of the year. I think today I drove down the street, and I'm not kidding you, almost every house had an Amazon package on the front of it. It almost looked like a movie set. Like, is this planned that all these boxes look the same, different sizes, but they're clearly from Amazon? Because it looks that way. Am I in some sort of movie? Is this Pleasantville and I haven't realized where I live because it's just a street or two away from my house? But that's the deal. Because you get Amazon Prime and anything can be delivered to you, boom, like that. And we want instantaneous, don't we? All right, hang with us, mailbag. We're diving in next. Kate Delaney here on ATN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum, as he campaigns for the Republican Senate candidate there, Cindy Hyde-Smith, who is in a runoff election with Democrat Mike Espy. Earlier, the president at a roundtable event talking about the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Why is a parent running up into an area where they know the tear gas is forming and it's going to be formed, and they're running up with a child?
In other news, a big bounce back on Wall Street as Cyber Monday shoppers look for bargains online and take advantage of deep discounts and free shipping, which sends retail stocks soaring. Amazon, for example, up 5.3%, the Dow gaining 354 points, the NASDAQ up 142, and the S&P 500 up 40 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages,
I've seen some outdoor boxes. I mentioned them. I live in an Amazon world, wall to wall. It has to be, because that's all I seem to see. But in my virtual, thank you very much, mailbag, the great news is I see only all of you, and thank you for sending me your thoughts and ideas, and then just flat out talking the news with me. That's what America Tonight is all about. What's the buzz in your backyard and mine? And let's just talk about it and not hammer everything in the same direction. I know that's popular, and I could probably make millions of dollars doing it, but that's not how we roll here on America Tonight. Everyone's welcome, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. You don't have to be afraid. And you know how to get a hold of us, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and boom! You are in. Let me say it again. Boom! You are in. Just like that. not in is Paul Manafort. And this is what Lewis said to me. Kate Delaney, Paul Manafort. Wow. He's like the guy who wants to sink Donald Trump, or he's trying not to sink Donald Trump, or who knows what's going on in that brain. But my, oh my, I guess he lied, supposedly, even after he agreed to cooperate. Well, that was a dumb thing to do, don't you think? Well, I think if you're in the middle of being investigated, and Robert Mueller, who's the special counsel, he said he lied to the federal investigators, and that's a breach of his plea deal, because he's got a plea deal going on. So that means that they're not going to ask for, the prosecutors won't ask for a lighter punishment in return for his cooperation. So in other words, he really blew it. Maybe he thought, I don't know, maybe he thought they won't realize what's going on. But when you have every I and T and everything in between dotted and you agreed, look, I agree. I'm going to give you whatever I have. And you're going to give me a lighter sentence, right, Mr. Prosecutor? Especially when you're talking about federal crimes, because they don't do that. Yes, we shake hands. Okay, we shake hands. And then you blow it? Come on. So you became a Pinocchio of sorts, apparently, allegedly. So the crimes and the lies and the variety of subject matters and all the promises that were made in the plea agreement aren't happening. Defense lawyers disagree, though. They say that Paul Manafort had violated the deal. He violated the deal. And in the same filing, they say Manafort had met repeatedly with the special counsel's office and believes he has provided truthful information. So they don't agree. They're saying, no. You say he violated the deal, but here's what we know. So now there's an impasse. You know what that means? That means you spend more money. That means a judge comes in. And that's what's going to happen. They're going to set a sentencing date for Manafort, who's been in solitary confinement in a detention center in Alexandria, Virginia. So this is pretty aggressive. That means they've been investigating this Russian interference into the 2016 presidential race for how long now? So you strike a plea deal in September, potentially giving these prosecutors access to info that could be useful to the investigation. But this is a very rare thing in a plea deal. So they thought Manafort was withholding details that could be important to the Russia investigation or other cases. That's why all of this is happening, because they're saying he's not cooperating. He'll be in jail for at least a decade. You got 10 felony counts, financial fraud, conspiracy to obstruct justice. So that's bad. At least a dozen sessions interrogating him. That's what they had. And they decided that he doesn't deserve leniency. Now, they could also seek to refile other charges they had agreed to dismiss as part of the deal. He may get lucky and they don't do that, but I'm not so sure that's going to happen. Because remember, he was convicted of 8 counts of financial fraud in August. He's 69, do the math. So what didn't he do? What did he give? What's going on? Boy, in these cases, it's craziness. This unbelievable greed. And that's the Manafort deal. And this has now caught him in the spider web. But I have rarely heard of that. I mean, I used to cover courts and crime back in my television days, and I can't recall, and I did some federal cases, I can't recall ever, in fact, where that happened, where it was like of this nature, this big of a deal, this big of a case. And, okay, I'm going to give you the info, but then poof, this happens. Wow. All right, then we got this one as we move on. This one comes to us from Paul, who says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney, like the show, listen to it on TuneIn a lot. Because, like so many others have said, when I've listened to the show, they work crazy hours, as we all do in this gig economy. Sometimes I'm up with you live, sometimes I'm crashed, and then I listen in the morning. I'm addicted to Kate Delaney, and I'm spreading the word." So here's the deal. I feel so badly for these GM workers. They were promised something that they did not get. And is it because of lousy car designers who came up with stupid ideas, like the Cruise that nobody liked or the Volt that didn't really take off? And so they suffer as a consequence of that? Bingo. Yeah, that's what it is. So listen, I'm the CEO of GM. And we discuss, okay, here's the stats, here's what we are looking at, here's what America wants, here's what we're producing, and what they were producing was not what Americans wanted. And the Cruze, the Chevy Cruze, was one of them. In fact, I can't remember seeing hardly any Chevy Cruzes on the road. And I live in a huge city in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I live right in the heart, like not too far from the city. So I'm not out in cow pasture territory. Like, I'm out, you know, I'm close. But the Chevy Cruze, the Volt, I knew that. Everybody kept telling me, oh, the Volt, oh, you're going to have to wait in line. Oh, everyone's going to get it. And then all the regular people who can't afford the Teslas, they're going to jump on the Volt. No, I didn't think so. And it didn't happen. The Buick LaCrosse, not your granddaddy's car. It was, and nobody wanted that. And I was a little surprised by the Cadillac CT6, but it also, and I mentioned this already, Impalas, etc. So the bottom line is that it's closing. And, you know, it's interesting, too, because of the cutbacks also in Canada. The word started to surface there. So think of Ontario, and you had people that came out, and they started to just leave. They were waving red flags, and they just left. And that's one of the places affected as well. So the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, said he expressed his deep disappointment about the closing to CEO Barra. Boy, she got a lot of calls, didn't she? The President chewing her out. The Prime Minister of Canada throwing in his two cents. So what happens? I mean, there's a blockade in Ontario. There was people hugging each other. I mean, they know. Listen, do the math. We're almost into December. They don't have jobs by the beginning of the year. We're talking about shuttering a lot of jobs, 15% of the workforce. So that means, too, that domestic auto sales will fall about 15 million cars and light trucks in 2020, they say, from about 17 million this year. So there's like a slump going on here. And what are car makers doing? They're spending on developing electric vehicles of all sorts and self-driving technology. Self-driving technology. And that globally is supposed to explode and become a very lucrative business. So if I want to get a taxi, it's going to be driverless. Delivery services, driverless. So I don't know. I got a question about that. You're going to drive my groceries to me and I'm going to go out to the car and just get retrieve them? There's all kinds of questions I have about this. And in our Forbes Books at Bedtime, look, we've talked to people about technology and innovation. This is big. So, you know, look, remember the president said that they saved GM $157 million in federal taxes in the first 9 months of the year. So, and he says, we've done a lot for GM. GM saying we can't support it. Bottom line. So Lordstown is no longer the town of GM, frankly, because Mary Barra is saying, that's it. We're done. We're not making these cars any longer. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Hal, and Hal says, Kate, I am so tired of the deception, the trickery, and just the witchcraft, frankly, that goes on in our nation's capital. Wouldn't it be great if the regular people ran, the people who had common sense, who would actually listen to their constituents? Is it me, or does it still seem as bad as ever? Be diligent, my friend. Know who your representatives are. Get involved locally. And if you get involved locally, then you can be the change you want to see. So don't sit back. That's the key. If you're going to change anything, you got to get involved. One more quick one. This one is from Michael, who says, Kate, I was flying out of Chicago today, but no longer. I spent part of the day listening to some of your past shows. Your turkey stuff made me roar. Thank you for that. Thanks to all of you for sending me your emails. You can do that, of course, each and every day. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Click on contact, and you're in.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time to
invade the man cave.
No more sitting in the seat and that pushing the sound of good right about now. She's a good for him who's always right for her. She was always.
I'd like to be in the man cave where there's an impromptu jam. I'm learning how to play the ukulele, but I don't know that they would invite me to try to play the ukulele while someone's seriously jamming. That's part of the man cave. Music is part of the man cave. So I think that's the biggest difference sometimes between men and women, that most of the guys I know, they could tell you what song went, what, you know, where the song was originated, what album it's on, right, on the release, when was it cut, that kind of stuff, like all the different details. Whereas most women, if I'm going to be, like, sexist about it, no music enough, but not to that, not that deep, right? So that's my goal. is to learn more, even more, about music. And one of my favorite groups is Cake. So I'm going through all the Cake songs right now and figuring out, you know, some of the background of what they were about. So we could talk to the Man Cave about that over and over and over and over again. Let's jump into what a lot of the Man Cave discussion is about, and that, of course, is sports. And a big reminder to all of you, we do that Nail the Score thing. You don't have to know anything about football. I almost don't even have to say this disclaimer anymore, because really all you're doing is picking a side once I give you the game of the week and telling us what the final score is going to be. Like, for instance, Monday Night Football, Deshaun Watson, the former Clemson quarterback star, led the Texans to their eighth straight win. Three touchdowns, 34-17, beating the Titans. And it was the capper of Week 12 in the NFL. Hard to believe, Week 13 almost here. So we had three Turkey Day games and then a slew of Sunday early games, a couple of afternoon games. The Sunday night game where the Vikings beat the Packers 24-17, and then the Texans with their win. And during the game, they honored the owner of the Texans because he died, Bob McNair at 81, died on Friday. And they had like a moment of silence for him and that kind of thing, because he was the one who really fought to bring football back to Houston because the Oilers left and went to Tennessee, basically. So the Oilers leave, go to Tennessee, and then he brings football back to Houston. How about that? Because remember, they were the Houston Oilers. Yep. The rest of what happened in the NFL kind of looked like this. The Eagles win their game barely, thanks to a kick, but they win. They beat the hapless Giants. So now at 5-6, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the NFC East, since you've got the Cowboys and the Redskins just in front of them by a game. And the Eagles next play the Redskins. NFC East is really kind of wide open. That's the thing. It's kind of wide open. Very different from what we're seeing like with the Saints. The Saints beat the Falcons on Thursday, so they win their 10th straight, and they're just in control. They eliminate the Falcons in the NFC South, and Drew Brees is having an unbelievable year. And then you see the Rams, too. The Rams are having a sensational year, and the Rams are crushing it. The Rams actually having their week off, but heading into week 13, they look pretty good. They look good, and the Saints look good, and the Patriots are always the Patriots. So you have the Saints playing the Cowboys, and that's a Thursday night game. And then you've got the Rams playing the Lions on Sunday, and the Lions are 4-7. Wow. And then, of course, the Sunday night game is the Chargers and the Steelers. One of these games could end up being the Nail the Score game, and then the Redskins and the Eagles. I mentioned that. That's the Monday night game. But it's pretty interesting. We're at this point in the season. It's now down to the wire as to teams that will definitely be cut out of the playoffs and the teams that will just find themselves somehow making it into the playoffs, either roaring toward it like the Saints and the Rams and probably the Patriots, or just kind of backdooring their way in, somebody from the NFC East, perhaps. I don't know if any of you are hoop fans, but the Warriors have been eh. Steph Curry is back for Tuesday's practice. That's a big deal, because he hasn't played since he hurt his left groin back on November 8th in a loss to the Bucks, and the Warriors had their problems where they did a Texas swing and they lost all the games. Then they lost to the Thunder, so they lost four games in a row. And the fact that he's going to be back in is very significant because they've got a five-game road trip coming up that starts on Thursday, and it starts with Toronto, and they would love to have him back. He is still one of the best players in the NBA. We always think LeBron now trying to work with the young guys on the Lakers, but he's in the West, and you still have to contend with the Warriors, have to contend with the Rockets, because the Rockets, I think, are going to be there at the end, too, as well. So it's about injuries. It's about tooling and fooling around with the offenses and what people are doing defensively and looking at stat lines and mixing things up. It, there still is kind of an earliness feel to the season, although we're, you know, more than a month into this, but it has that feel, let's put it this way. How can I not talk about this? College football, Texas A&M and LSU, 7 overtimes, and the Aggies win it. They have gone crazy, 146 points. People will be talking about this for a long time. They will be talking about some of the epic, crazy things that happened in this game. There was a premature celebration where Ed Ogeron, the coach of LSU, got doused with Gatorade, but then a replay overturned a call because of a downed knee, and it turned into a much different finish. So the Aggies win at 74-72. Big plays, controversial calls, coaches fights, all kinds of craziness that ensued in the game. And I think at some point everybody in the country was at least tuning in, right? I'm just thinking that. Because you had, you just had so many things that went on. Like, I saw a picture of this. There was the Gatorade shot was all over the place. But then there was the LSU Director of Player Development, Kevin Falk, who was supposedly in an altercation with a member of the Texas A&M sideline. Supposedly the guy in the scuffle with Falk punched another guy in the chest. And the guy who punched in the chest was once an offensive coordinator for LSU, and he's got Parkinson's disease and a pacemaker, so of course that's going to set you off. So there is some serious drama in that. Let's put it that way. And oh, by the way, the Mac is back. Mac Brown used to be the Texas Longhorns coach. Hook'em Horns. Agrees to a deal at North Carolina. How about that? He replaces Larry Fedora, who was fired Sunday after going 45-43 in 7 seasons at UNC. Wow. Brown needs just 4 wins at North Carolina to pass Dick Crum for the most victories in program history. That would be 72. Woohoo! Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo only at BugAssault.com.